just when you weren't sure if you could focus. A little Rihanna kicks in and then you just, you know, bounce with it. That's right. It's the Vero Insider. Welcome back to another fantastic Wine Wednesday. Oh, it's 4 o'clock and we're sipping on some yummy Washington State Merlot. It's like Kitty's a mind reader when she comes to this show to give me something amazing.
You know, on a cold kind of wet week, you might as well drink a nice big red wine.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
You know what I love about Merlot, though, is the fact that it's not too big.
Well, Merlot actually is a really big grape and they a lot of times use it and blend it into Cabernet to add structure and more depth to Cab, but this is a really nice Merlot. I mean, I would say it's a medium-bodied Merlot. It's from Washington State, which is delicious.
Yeah.
Horse Heaven Hills by Columbia Crest. It's just great stuff.
H to the third power.
H3, yep. I had run into this wine when I did the Habitat Hoedown. That was the wines that I was able to get for that. And so,
because horse goes with hoedowns.
Yeah, I didn't even think
they
of that, but
yes, applicable.
There are horses on the label, so that worked
they
out
blend.
Great. And then the wine was delicious. I was like, perfect.
Aw.
I do love, you know, I love reds from Washington State.
Me
anyway.
Too.
Yeah, they're amazing.
I think wonderful things of Washington State wines.
I just like Washington State all the way around.
Me too. Although I haven't really been there. I love the way it tastes.
They have soil. It's great.
It's not far-fetched. We got a lot of sand here. As a matter of fact, of course, I am Anna Valencia, your hostess with the mostest, my partner in crime, Kitty Wagner, Blue Star Wine Bar. Whoop, whoop. Ow, ow! And sitting in the studio with us, who happens to have a lot of knowledge about Florida sand and design, of course, is my good friend, Chris Runge. I like to call him affectionately Christopher.
Hello, Anna. How are you today? And Kitty as well.
Yeah.
Thanks
glad
for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Well, you know, we're into spring, and I thought how appropriate to have you come join Kitty and I, because we know a lot about a lot of things, but maybe not so much about plants and the right things to grow and put. And as a matter of fact, we had a consultation prior to the show, and we were talking about your expertise, Christopher, of landscape concepts, and we were trying to really figure out how complex this is. And he said it's really quite simple. Once you let
proper culture take its course. See, the thing is that landscaping tends to be thought of, as you said, complexly, when it's really just foundationally truth.
Elaborate, please. Tell us more, sir.
Well, the premise is that plants tend to exist very well without us taking care of them. And 9 times out of 10, we simply get in the way. So in designing and managing a landscape, your goal is to simply put the right plant in the right place and step back.
Ah, I'm good at stepping back.
Yeah.
They go, oh, walk away. So give us an example, because what you do is not necessarily get all dirty and plant things, but you have the broader picture. You meet with clients that want to be able to have their entire landscape properly manicured and taken care of, and done so in a way that's artistically beautiful, and that they know that every time they come back or leave, that it's always going to be beautiful with or without them here.
Correct. What we are as Landscape Concepts is a consulting firm, as opposed to being simply a design firm or an installer or in a maintenance company. We become our client's advocate in the fact that they are communicating with us and we're managing the property for them.
Nice.
Everything from my hibiscus doesn't grow to take care of my estate.
That's awesome.
So that is a big spectrum of
It's
services.
A huge, huge spectrum. We manage everything from a courtyard garden to a 29,000-acre ranch.
Oh. Now, from a visual standpoint, if someone wanted to say, what is something that Christopher's gotten his hands on? We could talk about that stretch on A1A.
Yes. And prior to owning my own firm, I worked for a Barrier Island community and was responsible for the revegetation of 5 miles of A1A in Indian River Shores from both the hurricanes and the freeze.
Wow. And the freeze can be devastating.
The freeze was devastating. That project took us 2.5 years to complete.
And it's a gorgeous stretch right there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's good use of color, good use of greenery.
Yeah, and it's also, as we talked about, fitting the right material into the right spot so that we're not introducing species which don't do well in a barrier island environment.
Give me an example of something that doesn't do well over there.
Azaleas.
Oh. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, even on the mainland.
No, no. So you're taking plants that are salt tolerant, drought tolerant, require sandy soils, and putting them back where they started.
Right.
Mm. And then letting them be, stepping back.
I have a neighbor who has azaleas.
Had.
And, you know, yeah. And, you know, he has to, you know, you got to fiddle with them all the time because they need that acidic soil. They need dirt. They need. And then, sure, when they bloom, they're gorgeous. But the rest of the year, they look scrappy because they're just not happy.
No, and it's exactly what you said. The soil on the Burial Island is very alkaline mm-hmm. and sandy. There's no loam. I mean, it's a giant sandbar for the last however many years it's been there.
Right.
And so the goal is to, like a lady's shoe, make sure it fits.
Oh, I enjoy the analogy. Thank you. That's a great segue for something that's happening tomorrow, which I'm happy to be a part of, as is White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery. This all goes to benefit the Treasure Coast Food Bank, and it is the Wine, Women, and Shoes event. It's like all of mine and Kitty's favorite things in
yes,
the entire planet.
Absolutely.
Mixed up into one. There's going to be the actual vintners coming from Napa to showcase and pair these wines with 6 different foods. And it's just going to be an amazing event. All of the funds, of course, go to the Treasure Coast Food Bank, which facilitates Okeechobee, Martin, St. Lucie, and Indian River counties. And of the 4 counties, there's about 100,000 people that go to bed hungry. And the Treasure Coast Food Bank helps to distribute all of the food that they get and allocate it to the various food pantries and different after-school programs for all of these residents. So that's really something that we're proud to be a part of. White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, of course, participates for the Move for Hunger, but also for this particular event, we received all of the
wine. It's a great event.
It's a great event.
It is a great event.
You know, I thought for a second he was going to pair the wine with the shoes.
Well, that happens.
You can do that.
So there's shoe guys that come out, and they have a particular shoe that pairs better with the Pinot Gris than it would, for example, with the Merlot.
But everything pairs with champagne.
Rosé bubbly is what they have.
I was going to say.
What's up?
The taller the shoe, the better the champagne.
Oh, my goodness. It's just geniusness. I just love our lives. So that's going to be out at the Oak Harbor, and again, to benefit the Treasure Coast Food Bank. So that's going to be something. Good plug. Way to go, guys. Way to really round it all out.
Rounding it out.
That's going to be so happy.
That's right.
You know what else is round and amazing?
What's that? My belly?
What?
Just
it is not. It's perfect. However, it could be one's belly after they have an amazing array of happy hour specials at Blue Star Wine Bar.
Yummy deliciousness.
$6. $5 wine, $4 food, $3 beer.
$3 beers. Exactly.
Have you been there, Christopher?
Of course.
Right. What's
I
one
like
of your favorite things?
The bar stool on the corner.
The bar stool. Perfect. You don't say.
By the big lamp. There, I know.
He's like,
that's like
my
the
spot.
Choice location because then you can talk to everybody.
Everybody. And yep. You can watch everything. You can see the stage.
Yep.
You can see outside. Mm-hmm. You got a glimpse of the back corner where all the fun board games are happening.
Yep.
Gotta love us some Blue Star.
I like the beer selection.
Oh, good. I'm glad you do.
It's versed.
You know, what's funny is I'm not a beer drinker, and everyone who knows me knows that. So people coming in, my friends come in, and they're like, that's such a great beer selection. Like, you know, like I'm not capable of doing that. Mm. So it's kind of funny. Actually, my staff, they give me a lot of recommendations on what I should be carrying.
They do very well.
Yeah, they really do. They're really in tune with this whole beer thing.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, there's the, what's that delicious shark beer that you have?
The Great White.
The Great White. Yeah. That's
now,
yummy.
What is your favorite beer? Do you
Imperial.
Have one? Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so funny. I just started carrying that about a month ago.
You know, beers come a long way from Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, PBR represent.
We do have PBR.
Right?
In Tall Boys. So take that.
If you're going to go with the PBR, you might as well have a big one.
Yeah. Well, and wear your cowboy hat and, you know, have a PBR.
But what I was going to get at with the shark beer, I'm sorry, what is it called? Great White?
Great White.
So it's shark swarming season right now. And this past weekend, I was out at the beach and this gentleman, I mean, I was out at the South Beach and had to walk all the way past all the fishing poles that are out there.
Yeah, you don't swim where they're fishing.
Right. No, that's not a good idea. So yeah. kept going.
Yeah.
Keep my little boy safe because he's delicious. They would love him.
Yeah, he is adorable.
Right. But you just keep walking. But anyhow, this gentleman had caught some of the ladyfish and he threw it back in. And no sooner did he throw it back in than did I see a fin. I'm like, where's my baby?
There's been a lot of spinner sharks. You know, those are the ones that jump out of the water. They're not really that big. They're like 2 feet, maybe three at the most. And mm-hmm. and they kind of do a little spin in the air. And then because they're following big schools
Showboats.
Of bait fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, either way.
I don't know that anyone's ever been bit by a spinner shark. I'm really unclear on that one, but.
Wow. Fin was intimidating enough.
Are you sure it wasn't a fish fin? A dolphin fin?
I don't know, Kitty.
Okay.
A fin was all that mattered.
Exactly. And all I know is
so
I'd
all of a sudden you
realize
that
beer.
There are things in the ocean swimming around.
Well, obviously.
That might bump into you and make you go,
yeek. I'll stay dry and on the sand. I'm not fearless. I am not. That is not me.
Charlie is.
He is. He's like just out there. He doesn't care. Let's talk about some Mojo Sandwich.
Tony Rodriguez.
That's this Friday.
That is this Friday.
Yeah.
Are you coming in?
You bet.
Yay.
I know. I'm a little free bird this weekend.
Oh, really? That'll be fun.
Guess what else is exciting this weekend?
Tell me.
Sail the Moonraker.
Yeah. Let's go sailing on the Moonraker.
That's a great excursion. Have you ever been out there? You're a bit of a sailor, aren't you?
I am.
Yes.
For 30 years.
Wow. Oh, is that all?
What are you sailing?
High performance beach catamarans.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like 500 miles at a time in the ocean.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
That's what Sail Moonraker is. Right?
Yeah, he's got that 40-foot Manta catamaran.
Just saying.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's
like
nice and smooth.
Committee.
And I tell you what, lately we've been getting some good winds, so he's been able to, you know, really open up the sails and just take off, which is really cool.
It's always a pretty picture.
Yeah.
It's better when you're sitting on the boat and looking up.
Having a glass of wine.
Oh, doesn't suck.
In the sun.
I love what we do.
I know. It's just so not hard.
It's really great. Chris, are you shaking your head at us because we suffer so?
You suffer too much.
I know.
Every
Life
day
is, good.
Is hardship and suffering.
What,
like
you,
this wine.
I know. Delicious. H to the third power. H to the three. Make me happy at Blue Star. No, but truly, you design exactly that. You design people's blissfulness to just sit and soak up all that sunshine with their glass of wine.
Yeah, my goal is that my clients simply enjoy their landscape and never worry about it.
See, you'd be perfect because I have this incredible talent for killing anything that I even look at.
Oh, that's my
I don't even kill it. They just commit suicide so that I don't get around to killing them. So.
Although, got my card.
Yeah, I'm going to call you because orchids love me and that's all I've ever been able to merge with because they just, the worse you treat them, the more they love you.
Oh, Christopher's like, I don't know. No, he's not in agreement.
No.
Well, we're going to have to find out more with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. Don't you go anywhere to your own side. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Big event or remodel in the near future? Don't worry about where to put all your trash. Rent a dumpster from Treasure Coast Republic Services, which includes delivery and pickup. Whether you need to rent a dumpster for a day, week, or a month, Treasure Coast Republic Services handles all commercial or residential dumpster rentals. Call 562-6620 to find out more. Republic Services offering dumpster rentals for a day or more to alleviate the chore. Call 562-6620. Season is here. Make sure your business can stay in business should a natural disaster or other unforeseen circumstance occur. Statewide Commercial Insurance and Tommy Danaher are here to help, offering a complimentary review of your commercial insurance. Call Tom Danaher at 772-316-1121 for your free review. 772-316-1121. Make sure your business is covered. Endorsed by the Vero Insider. Oh, yeah. Jeez. Just had to resettle.
I know. That was very rapid.
Fresh wine in the glass. Fresh wine. It's Wine Wednesday.
It's opening up really nicely.
The Vero Insider. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I am your hostess with the mostess, Anna Valencia, sitting in the studio with Kitty Wagner of Blue Star Wine Bar, who brought us a delicious Washington Merlot. Heavenly Horse something.
Horse Heaven Hills from Columbia Crest.
That's
absolutely
exactly
wonderful, wonderful Washington State Merlot.
It is yummy.
It is delicious.
Sitting beside her is a man with fun stories, dangerous stories, my dear friend Christopher of Landscape Concepts. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
I hope you're having fun with us so far.
I am.
Yeah, we're not too bad, eh?
Oh, no.
Not too shabby.
It's not the worst thing that you could be doing today.
Right. I mean, hello. So there's actually some amazing things that you've been doing, and I know that with Chris, as far as Landscape Concepts, and I ran into you at Under the Oaks, right? You had come up
yes.
to our table, and you were wearing that very authentic landscaping specialty hat. What do we? It's like the straw. I need one, basically.
It's like
is what I'm getting
keep
at.
Keep your head out of the sun hat.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. It's very legit. You know, it's like the skin cancer
on your face.
Exactly.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Because there is a lot of sunshine to be had here.
All day.
Oh, that's for sure. But we were talking at that point about some of the amazing things that you've been able to do and showcase for the garden clubs and different things. But I'm kind of curious because Kitty was talking about her skill set to kill plants incredibly well.
Mm-hmm.
but what is your favorite thing that you have planted and seen grow into fruition? Because your historic home that you have redone and made a luscious landscape, indeed, you did in fact plant these things. And
I did.
Nurture.
I got dirt under my fingernails.
Go figure. Speaking of fingernails, shout out to Foxy Nails over in the Fresh Market Plaza before you give us this amazing answer of what your favorite thing is to plant. Because Foxy Nails does everything for Kitty and
they
I.
They make your nails all sparkly.
They make them sparkly
so
and
going
fancy.
Tonight,
do you like them,
Chris? Because my nails are
They're
in
gorgeous.
Terrible shape.
Thank you. They're all sparkly.
They're almost as nice as mine.
Almost. You do have nice nails for a man. Probably go to Foxy. Just saying.
Sure.
Sure. Just,
sure.
Okay. Well, what did you plant that you loved to see?
I would say that besides my current home, my favorite project would be the A1A corridor, but also the first project I completed owning my own business. It's sort of like the dollar bill behind the cash register.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And it was a 5-acre estate out in Fellsmere. We basically took nothing and turned it into an estate garden.
Oh.
3.5 acres of lakes, landscape. That's my favorite project.
Really?
That's got to be amazing.
What constitutes a estate garden? I'm obviously not in the know.
I would think that the defining factor in an estate garden is that it matches the client's character.
There you go.
As opposed to this plant is always used on this plant, what we tend to do is listen to our clients so that we're not bringing forward this cookie cutter concept.
Ah, sure.
But something that matches their character and their taste so that it becomes a representation of them.
Valid. I like where you're going with that, because when we were talking before, you were saying how you're part of the design, the build, the management of their exterior landscape, their sort of oasis, if you will. Mm. And everyone, when you're buying a home, I know I'm in the process myself, they're always talking about what's under air. But that isn't necessarily the defining moment that a person says, aha, this is the home for me. Oftentimes it is that property. It's the outside that they fall in love with and try and see the potential in. And so what you offer above and beyond just the design element and then have them work with the vendors to make it all become a reality, it's the ongoing management of it, because now you have that perfect something, and how many weeds are there? And the more you work it, the more weeds that come. That's what you taught me.
It is true. The more you mess with it, the worse off it becomes. So the goal that we provide is simply this. Client never worries about the landscape. It's always enjoyable, and it's always beyond reproach.
Oh.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Almost as awesome as this wine I'm drinking right now.
It's really good.
My taste buds are doing something like dancing. Speaking of dancing, both of the people in my studio right now are dancers.
We are?
Well, yes.
I don't know about that.
So Christopher has a passion for Argentinian tango.
Yes.
Which is great.
Which is very romantic and it looks amazing. He makes it sound so simple.
It is.
It's just walking, he says.
That's all it is.
And women have to be followers, which is complicated.
They have to give in.
Well. Kitty over here.
Segue.
Is a Dancing with the Stars dancer this season, which is coming up. It's mid-May, May 10th.
It's May 10th.
And, you know, we've got a
couple
tricks
up our sleeves. That's a Saturday after Derby Day.
It is. Yes.
Just so everyone remembers.
Everyone save that date.
Save
May 3rd, Derby Party at Blue Star. Are you a Derby fan, Christopher?
I guess I am now.
Hello.
Kentucky Derby. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You got to come and see the hat contest. We get the most ridiculous hats in town.
It's perfect.
It is fun.
I know that you're more of a dark rum kind of guy, but it is the bourbon holiday.
It is the bourbon holiday.
So we try and embrace it. You know,
but
don't
fight
it.
We watch the race and everything. It's a blast.
Yeah. It's amazing.
There.
Yeah. A sporting event under 3 minutes, it's perfection.
It's everything we need.
In a nutshell.
But let's get back to the dancing. So April 19th is going to be the rooftop. It's always the third Saturday. Have you been to a rooftop yet, Christopher, over at Blue Star Wine Bar? Oh,
no.
It is epic. It's epic.
Yeah, they're huge.
And every quarter, we dedicate one of our rooftops to
a specific charity.
To a specific charity. So, of course, Dancing with the Stars goes to benefit the Indian River County Healthy Start Coalition.
Okay? Which is for healthy babies.
Healthy babies. So it's a really great thing.
Helping moms and babies.
That's right.
Because all of us had a mom, and we were once babies.
Well, didn't you tell
me... we've grown out of that by now.
Well, I know I'm a one-and-doneer. I'm a one-and-doneer myself. But didn't you tell me something earlier about, because of the garden, and that women were given the pain of childbirth as a result, right? Something like this.
Yes.
This is what he educated me with. Well, I can
the
tell
Garden
you,
of Eden?
Yes.
Yes.
I can tell you it was no walk in the park. But
what about a walk in the garden?
Well,
leaving the garden.
It was on your way
exactly.
out. On your way out, kids. But that being said, this April 19th, this upcoming rooftop at Blue Star is going to benefit
Healthy Start Coalition.
The Healthy Start Coalition.
Right,
and
for my
Kitty
Dancing
Wagner's
with the Stars thing.
Dancing with the Stars. So,
which would be cool.
Which would be very cool. So we want lots of people there drinking and being merry and dancing in the
having
streets.
Having fun, being out in the street. Bring your kids, your dogs, your lawn chairs.
It's a family event. Now, do we know who is performing?
Right now, we have my favorite band, the Beatles Band, the St. John's Wood.
It always brings in a big crowd.
Donna, our producer, she's excited.
She's amazing.
Such a great band.
Yes. And then just a few weeks later, May 10th, is our Dancing with the Stars. So that's going to be really exciting.
I know.
Really exciting.
There's a lot going on coming up.
I know. I'm a big fan. We got Matt and Bruce this weekend also on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. They are so much fun. Those two guys are such great musicians.
They're delightful.
And they wear their cowboy hats and they're hilarious. And they are just a really good time.
I couldn't agree more. Now, you know, Christopher, there's lots of businesses that tune into us. Obviously, you can help with the business landscape and the property management on that end of things. But now we've piqued interest, of course, and they want to know how to get in touch with you. What do they do?
They pick up the phone.
Oh, that sounds simple. And what
And they can call me on my office phone.
Mm-hmm.
794-0622.
794-0622 for Landscape Concepts to have a consultation with Christopher. You know, who else gives free consultations? And from a commercial insurance standpoint, a statewide commercial insurance with Tommy Danaher. And that's something to always consider when you're looking at your business and for, of course, staying in business, making sure all those I's are dotted, T's are crossed. So a big shout out to Tommy there at Statewide, a good sponsor. And Republic Services. You know, they are in charge of all of our citywide recycling for businesses. And I think that the more personal responsibility we take, the more beautiful everything is. You know, I was at the beach this past weekend and my 7-year-old and myself, we were able to pick up nearly a whole bag of garbage.
Wow.
And this is from a less than populated, I mean, it's not one of the most frequently visited spots on the beach. And so it just goes to show where every little bit makes a difference. And right now, Republic Services and Keeping the River Beautiful are up for a big grant to provide more recycling receptacles along Ocean Drive and such.
Yep.
And so you can, I know that there's going to be a big need for it and a big impact. But the more tourism we have, the more trash that accumulates.
Exactly.
That's the way it is.
Well, I mean, we just have to have somewhere to put our trash. That's all.
Yeah. If we put it there, they will use it. I believe people are inherently good and they will use it if you provide it.
Exactly.
So Republic
Agreed.
Services, we enjoy you and we hope you keep up the good work. We look forward to working with you more often because the Great American Cleanup starts next week.
Oh, really?
It does indeed.
That's
I got
awesome.
A jump start. Charlie and I are little jump starters.
There you go.
Visit theveroinsider.com, support our sponsors, and we will see you out at the Blue Star.